took another look. The past was not a history book. That was just some linear perception. Ash to ash and dust to dust. A dime a dozen, aren't we just? But a dozen dimes will buy a crust of garlic bread.
For those who don't know who we are.
Yeah, wait. New semester, new tea. New everything.
Right. This is Hot Topics, Hotter People. I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
And we are here to just talk about the hottest things, you know, as the hottest people, like, we deem what the hottest things are. And
yeah. If you guys didn't know, this is the hottest show ever because we're all super hot. And if you listen to this show, like you're also hot. Really hot.
Yeah, you're definitely hot. So, Nora, why don't you tell our listeners what the theme or the hot topic of the day is?
Yeah, we always have a hot, hot topic. And today, I thought, since you can't really get rid of us ever, and we're always going to be here being hot and being funny and being cute,
Just being like everything that everyone wants to be, basically.
Like, we just last forever, and one could say we're infinite. So today, the theme is infinity.
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 And the gag
and
is.
The gag is.
Well, I guess this is kind of similar to what we talked about the last week of school that we had in December. We talked about time.
Yeah.
And I guess we kind of talked to, or at least I specifically really wanted to talk about like theory and like what is time in space. I was just really going through a time space phase.
Yeah.
I guess. But now we're talking about like, what does it mean for like time to go on forever? And like, what does that mean for us? And like, how are we supposed to perceive that in our long, long lives?
Time is infinite. Everything is infinite.
And nothing is real. Well, before we dive into it, we're going to set the mood with, you know, one of our favorites, Alex Gianascoli with Forever from
Banger.
Banger. If any of you guys are wondering, it's a banger.
I've been lying about my age, pretending I'm older, worse for people stay away. Lately I've been coming on too strong to men I've never seen before and won't see me for long. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days. All these words of mine I've said before, I'm running out of things to say, silence I can't endure. Every time I think I'm done, but yet another crop of memories it springs up in my head. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days.
Crop circles. I mean, talk about eternity.
Wait, can we talk about how we're back? We are so back.
Yeah.
Also,
it feels like it's been infinity since we were last year.
We haven't done it. I know. I don't think we did it the last week of school. Did we? We might have missed it.
I think we didn't due to finals.
Yeah, because of finals, guys. But now we're back and we're here forever. And forever.
Right.
And forever.
Forever.
I think to kick us off, what is something that you think will last forever? What's like something that's infinite to you or the world or everything?
Nothing.
Oh my God, what Nina said. I asked Nina.
But I think that like that's the point. And it gives me like a lot, I feel like, of reassurance knowing that everything's just gonna be over one day.
Oh wow.
And it makes me feel, I guess it makes me feel good, because just to know that it's all gonna be over. Like, you know, when you finish a puzzle and then you gotta ruin it and you're like, oh, I don't want to, but everything must end. And that's the beauty of it all. Every single thing will enter existence and then cease to exist, and it will be, and there's no discrimination in that.
Clock. Do you think everything will, like, cease to exist? Like, universe and all? Because isn't that ever expanding?
You. You ever expanding?
You're just like kidding, you're hot. Ever expanding with your beauty and hotness.
Yeah, basically your beauty and hotness is just exponentially growing
right,
forever.
Right.
But I feel like besides us being attractive and funny and like smart, I like, because obviously those things are going to last forever. Like, I didn't really include those things just for like,
yeah,
for
of
you
course,
guys.
Of course.
But I think, wait, what was your question?
Like, what do you think about the universe? Like, it's always expanding. Oh, like, that's like, infinite.
Right. Wait.
It just continues
so
on forever.
So first you said, you asked me anything that would
first
be infinite.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest.
Job doesn't let the whole world feel this. Wow,
Iggy Azalea is infinite.
Bet,
can we
like
talk about
this?
Can we talk about where she went?
What happened to the
can
infinity stone?
Can we talk about how she...
Can
wait,
we talk about the infinity
stone? Iggy Azalea
stones?
And Playboi Carti have a baby.
Oh. Why?
If that happened.
Like, Iggy Azalea and Playboi Carti came together and created...
A child.
That's eternal.
That's forever.
I will never, ever forget that. Well, I probably will forget.
Yeah.
I honestly forget what I was going to say, but I guess I'll ask you, like, because the universe is never going to end. Like, I don't know, but
like,
I think when
that
I...
Like, where's that going?
But when I, like, I don't know. Probably, like, your mom's house.
But wait, like, seriously, my mom's going to listen to this episode.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
You. So, okay, but what I was saying was basically that I obviously the universe as we know it is ever expanding and it may never end ever, but like that just and call me like crazy or not, but like that just doesn't concern me. I'm sorry, like that's above
wait,
my pay grade.
No tea.
And like I don't know, and like I could find out, but like for what purpose do I want to find out when I know that everything close to me and like all of me and what makes me and everything I love and like the planet, like the solar system, like everything I know, everything I see, like that's just all gonna like die because the universe is ever expanding. But like even stars like are born and then they die and there's black holes and then like whatever, like our planet's gonna like what explode or something one day, I don't know.
And like the universe is always like contracting in on itself.
So if it's wait, I have a question, and I don't know if you know the answer, but okay. If the universe is expanding and everything's growing and dying, foreshadowing you guys, growing dying by Backseat Lovers is on this list.
I didn't know that.
Well, I guess everything is... Okay, I answered my own question in my head. But my question was like, everything at the center of the universe is just going to like die. Then like, what's the point of like that even being that? But like, no, things definitely like become there also. Like they definitely like are created.
Like
yeah. Energy is always being created and destroyed. Yeah. Isn't that like a law?
Like...
This is why I wish that I minored in physics, but...
Wait, yeah,
I
like, where is it all going? If it's contracting, if the universe, if the Milky Way has, like, a black hole in the center, like, where does that go? Where does that mass go?
It goes, like, in on it. So, like, it's excuse me, your gravitational force, like, basically from how I understand black holes, and, like, I honestly really don't, but, like, everything's kind of folding in on itself and moving at such a fast rate that it, like...
Time slows down, right?
Time slows down... But it's moving so fast that it, like, slows down. Like, Eye of the Storm type B? I don't know. Like, it's just all in on itself. Like, I don't know. This is why I wish I minored in physics.
Wait, we have a freaking listener. Paul freaking Faller is listening
Paul
right now.
Faller.
And he says his third eye just opened from this show. And that's, like, that's the voice of a hot person. Like,
all
sorry.
Right.
Like,
officially, Paul Faller's hot because he listens.
Because,
and
like, only hot people are going to get this, like, this, what we're talking about. Like, this is some meta stuff,
serious
guys. Like, this is like
y'all don't understand.
Like, if you're not hot, you will not get what we're talking about right now.
You won't
like,
understand space time. You won't understand any
of
it.
And black holes, TBH, not hot. I don't really know what's going on there. Like, how do we know what's going on there, though?
Yeah.
Like wait, no one's ever been in one.
I feel like all of these things are just, like, educated guesses and theories. And, like, it probably is just, like, well, I don't know. Like, all I know is that, like, I have a compact mirror in my bag. And, like, a black hole, like, it isn't, like, it's compact. But, like, I can't see myself in it. It's like, what's the value?
Like,
it doesn't have my reflection, so obviously I don't care.
Like, time slows down, but, like, girl, time slowed down in my Spanish class this morning. That took so long. Oh, my gosh.
Not Whatever. Too much on my girl.
I like her, but it just is like, I don't have anything to say right now.
Oh. I spoke in my scary class today.
Really?
And time slowed down. And that's crazy how, like, time is basically just
time
how
is
you
malleable.
Feel it.
Wait, we're talking about time again.
Well, yeah, I guess infinity.
Time after time.
That's the infinity.
Time after time.
What song is that?
Time After Time by Chet Baker.
Oh, I don't know that
Sorry,
one, but
just
I like Chet Baker.
Niche pull, niche pull. All
right.
It's not even niche.
Oh.
Okay, I feel like we can, like...
Speaking of niche, we're going to listen to Bass... We're going to listen to Bass Victim.
Wait, this song is so good. And, like, just, like, guys, get your party hats on.
Get your party hats on because it might... Okay.
keeps turning. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. The man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. Does it seem colder in your summertime and higher in your fall? If we were made in his image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh.
if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? How about infinity? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it is also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Dot dot dot. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
So that was a treat. We did a couple songs there.
That Erykah Badu went on, girl, and on and on
and on and on and on. We had, in case you didn't notice, we did IQ'd two Erykah songs. I say Erykah weird.
Erykah?
I say Erykah.
Say it again.
Erykah? Erykah. Well, let me.
Maybe it's because you're like from the greater Boston crazy. Area.
I'm just crazy.
Could you say Erykah? Like Erykah.
Erykah.
Because you don't say urinal. Air. I say like Erykah.
Erykah.
But actually, fairy. Since I've.
Ferry. Erykah. Wait, that's the same thing.
The E. But
wait, what were you saying?
Since I started like living here, I started saying like Erykah.
Erykah.
And like ferry.
Ferry. Shoot. That's the way to say that word. All right. Anyways.
We don't need to talk about it.
That was two songs by Erykah Badu, On and On by her first, it was her lead single, I think, for her first album. And then And On from her best album, Mama's Gun. And it's the sequel to the song.
Mama's Gun.
And I think at the end she says like a line about like, that's all she has to say. And it's like, girl, like, no, you could go on forever, like infinite, like Erykah Badu is infinite.
Bar
Sorry.
After bar, she has infinite bars.
That girl just can hit every damn time.
And hit every damn note. My favorite part of, I was singing like Apple Tree to my dad. Ugh. And he was like not liking it because he thought it was repetitive. But my favorite part is when she goes, catch her out of sunflower in me.
I like
she's just
her.
Jumping everywhere.
She's
I like
crazy.
Her. She's kind of funny.
And that's all I have. Ain't got no more on and on and on and on. Well, yeah. Did you have thoughts about infinity?
The only thing I can think about right now is the Infinity Stones, because I saw an edit. Let me tell you guys about this, actually. You'd think
talk about it.
Well, it was basically, and I actually want to know what your opinion is on this, because honestly, I don't have a fully formed, like, opinion yet, but, like, it was basically this edit of, who's the guy, the purple, Thanos, so it was, like, Thanos and his Infinity Stones and how he erased, like, the population, but it was also a conjoint edit about Jane Goodall, because one time in an interview, she said if she could, without causing any pain or harm, remove half of the population, and that's basically
right,
that's
crazy.
And that's basically what, like, Thanos was, like, going on about. Like, he was, like, we are using up all our resources. Like, it was basically about just, like, sustainably living on the planet and, like, how there's too many people. Like, that was Thanos' whole thing. And, like, Jane Goodall basically was, like, she just was, like, she was basically talking about, like, we don't understand that, like, our resources are finite. And it was basically that argument. But, like, I think about this. I talked about this with someone and they, like, fully didn't agree with me, because at first I was, like, wait, like, yeah, like, there's too many people, but at the same time, it's like, what's the goal of people to live forever and keep the human race going forever? Like, why are we even here right now? And like, like why do we keep reproducing? I mean, no one wants to like die or like go extinct, I guess, but like, what is the idea of forever? And like, what are humans, what are humans doing here just to like, just like living forever, what? And like, why are we going to Mars? Like, are we just gonna go to Mars? Like, what's this idea of just being forever, like humans being forever?
I think the thing that makes most sense to me is humans just, it's like purpose. Like if we're all here and we just recognize constantly that like we're all finite and we are all going to end, like, and there's kind of no reason to care, that just like removes all purpose of like living or like contributing to like society. And I think also too, like, we obviously know that we all will die at some point, and by like maintaining a human race of people that like are live in succession of each other, like you can live on through memory and through like past.
You ever watch Coco?
Yeah. It's like that, where it's like people remember you, and like that's you continuing to live on forever. Cause like, who are we without a name? Like, who are we without like people knowing us?
We're just like part of one. Like, we're all one. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, yeah. We don't need to know. I'm getting spiritual again. Like, name shmame, like, that's a label. Like, we're all just like alive here. So I guess it's like, yeah. I guess, I don't know. But also, I wanted to respond to your first point about like how we need like purpose to like live, and if we're all like, oh, everything's gonna end, like all heck breaks loose. And I feel like that's one way to think about it, but at the same time, going back to my earlier point, like, something ending doesn't take away its like value.
100%.
And I feel like we all know our lives are gonna end, but that doesn't mean we all throw them away. Like, I know my life's gonna end, and what matters isn't the fact that it ends, but what matters is like what I'm doing right now. So I guess like, why am I even thinking about humans in the future? Like, maybe I should be thinking about humans now. And like, why am I telling other people how to live? But it's like, I think that, but then I'm like, oh, like, everything affects everyone, like, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just getting too in my thoughts.
It's a lot to think about. I think
it's just hard. Like, I don't know.
Humans just want to be here forever. And like, girl.
And like, everyone just like, it's kind of hard knowing that like.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard knowing that. Like,
breathe through it.
Okay. Not everyone on the planet, like, born or alive, like, no matter what time it is, like, humans living on Mars, like,
yeah.
No one's going to be as beautiful as us. And, like,
oh my God. Hold my hand.
We're only here looking like this now. Now, in the present. We always get so emotional on here, but, like, people are only, our faces are only going to exist at such a short time, and like, not everyone's going to get to see it.
I know. That's why we need to, humans must live forever to save our face. So that they can
listen to this podcast, and this freeform radio show.
WMFO Medford, you will live forever. You will live forever. Infinite.
I am Iron Man.
To infinity
and beyond.
And waffles.
And waffles.
All right, play the song. Play
all right, we're going to listen to Vexy Lovers now. All right.
All right.
On the windowsill reflect my state of mind, growing and dying all the time. Why did the clerk that rang me up look so hypnotized? Just look me in the eye. I'd like to last.
just I have my back against it.
Well, you guys, like,
yeah,
I know you love to hear our voices and everything. Like, I know it helps you guys.
I bet you wish we were here forever.
I bet you, yeah. I bet y'all wish that we could be with you for eternity. But, like, obviously, as we, you know, emotionally talked about before, like, we can't. But I don't want to get into it again.
We should not get into that.
I just don't
want to
talk about it.
Yeah.
I can't.
I think this is actually a great time slot because we're probably putting you all to bed. Like, this is like the last moment of your day. You get a little bit of, like, intellectual and beautiful thinking, like hot people talking about hot things.
But
and, so glad you all got to tune in here to WMFO Medford,
91.5,
the best freeform educational radio out there.
It's the best.
It's literally the best, yeah. And it's so hot, and it will last forever.
Yeah, we wish we could stay here for life, but instead we're just going to play you this A$AP Rocky song featuring Brent Faiyaz from his new album, Don't Be Dumb. You guys should go stream the album. It's
go
so,
listen
so
to
good.
The album.
It's called Stay Here for Life.
There's a Clairo sample.
please enjoy. I know you guys are going to love it. It's one of my favorites on the album. Personally. All right. Good night, y'all.
Night.
Stay here for life. I wish that I could stay here. Hey, you look at the sky. I'm shining bright tonight. I wish that I could stay here for life. I wish that I could stay here.
Ain't no bells on the clock. Got me looking down at my watch. Wish I could buy time back right now. Ain't no bells on the clock. Got me looking down at my watch. Wish I could buy time back. Up downs on the clock, got me looking down at my watch. Wish I could buy time back right now. Ain't no downs on the clock, got me looking down at my watch. Wish I could buy time back.
It's so hard to think about and say goodbye. Don't want the day to end. Doug and paparazzi, my Mercedes Benz 5%. Gotta drive an hour, try to drive my eye behind the team. Gotta speed and drive to be on time. Your flight arrive at 10. Boys don't cry, but boy, that girl, some boys to men. Birdie told me girls don't cry, that's only in Japan. Gone with the wind. If I'm gone, going in. Going rogue, we on 10. Get a towel, throw it in. Fuck you, won't fuck your friend. Fuck sleep, let's fuck again. Fuck you to sleep in my suite, then wake you up, then fuck again. Most folks hope we don't win. Don't fold and we don't bend. When you alone, we have phone sex. FaceTime me when you undress. Run red lights, won't stop, period. Shoot the club, we could co-parent. Tell us stay out of grown folk business.
My fairy tale with a happy ending.
I wish that I could stay here for life.
Down in my watch, wish I could buy time back right now. Ain't no downs on the clock, got me looking down in my watch. Wish I could buy time back.
I wish that I could stay here.
Last call, but I'm at least like 2 in. Been waiting since you flew in. Been thinking and pursuing. I see life through a new lens. It's shaking, that shit moving. Been thinking you should move in. Let's mate and have a few kids. Why the fuck not? Truth is, I just got struck by Cupid. Let's make this shit exclusive. She wear it if the shoe fit. I lost her, I would lose it. She hop up on it, do tricks. I twist it like a Rubik's. No pillow talk, no loose lips. Why the fuck not?
Just like I've been looking for you all year long. Have you been looking for me as well? Am I on a something or am I?